got handed an Ayn Rand sandwich straight from the can. It tasted so bland. I asked a lass to pass me a glass of Engels Conditions of the Working Class. Right away they dragged me to the committee to explain my un-American activity. They're gonna see they made a mistake if they'd only let me play my mixtape. I'm not partial to the Marshall or the plutocrats in their beaver hats and the fat.
And merrily we roll along. We start off with Vacation by the Go-Go's, and then we had They Might Be Giants with The Communists Have the Music, and that was, of course, the Beatles with I, Me, Mine, a George Harrison composition. And, You know what? Earlier this week, I had a rough day at work. Happens to the best of us. And at one point on the, during the day, I was going through the social media nightmare world, and I saw that Courtney Barnett had the Australian musician of whom we are a big, big fan in this particular parish. I noticed that Courtney Barnett had changed their social media pictures, which usually means, oh, there's a new album coming out. I thought, yes, some good news. And somewhere in some mystical part of the world, imagine a monkey's paw and a finger curling up because I had made a wish with cursed consequences. And that was, yes, Courtney Barnett has a new album coming out. But it will be the last release on her Milk Records label, which she opened 11 years ago with nothing but a pile of creativity and some wild-out dreams. And Courtney Barnett's in the process of relocating from Melbourne, Australia to Los Angeles, California, and just decided it was right to fold up the tent. And it is a great cultural loss. I mean, Courtney Barnett and everyone on that label is going to go on to do great creative things. But I just thought of, I read when Joseph Heller, the author of Catch 22, died in the late 90s. Kurt Vonnegut said, oh my God, this is a calamity for American literature. And I felt the same way when I saw that Milk Records was going to be closing up shop, because I just felt like it was going to be a calamity for the Australian music scene, which is really having a golden moment right now, in addition to Milk Records. You also have people like Nate Visor and Emil and the Sniffers just doing great, fantastic things. And the continent is having a moment, as well as artists over in New Zealand, of which several members of the Milk label are. Anyway, all that is to say, this next block of music is going to be some compositions from the Milk catalog. The first one is going to be a number from Courtney Barnett's forthcoming album, and the album is an instrumental soundtrack to the documentary Anonymous Club, which came out last year, and it's a very piercing, honest look at the touring life and the creative process and mental health, and I cannot recommend it highly enough. And then I'll be playing the Courtney Barnett song that kind of started it all, followed by tracks by several artists I very much fancy on the Milk label, Hachiku and Jen Clower. And change happens for a reason, and it is ultimately for the best. But I can still feel a little bit bitter about it. I think I've earned that right. Earned it how? You tell me. But anyway, here's one from the new Courtney Barnett album, and I really like the sound. It's, I play some Mogwai on this show. It's kind of that post-rock drone, very blissed out, Mogwai or This Will Destroy You, bands like that. Very much taken from that hymn book, but it's Courtney Barnett, so it's going to be unique and absolutely wonderful. So here it is, the final release from the Milk catalog, Courtney Barnett. Thank you.
Respect the
at the beginning to... Let me turn this up a little bit. All right. To commemorate the closing of Australia's Milk Records, Melbourne, Australia's Milk Records at the end of this year, we had 4 from the Milk Records stable, 2 from Courtney Barnett, 1 from her upcoming album, and that song was Life Balance. And then we had Avant Gardner, one of the first singles she released, which helped get this whole thing off the ground. We had I'll Probably Be Asleep, title track to the Hachiku album. Annika Osterdorf from Austria made a home for herself in Australia working at the label, and I see great things in her future. And we closed it with a supergroup from the Milk label, Dyson Stringer Clower, with Falling, what's the song? Falling Clouds. And Dyson Stringer Clower is made up of Mia Dyson, Liz Stringer, and Jen Clower, legends of the label. And Milk Records has been unique in the Australian scene in that it's almost exclusively by and for members of the LGBTQIA plus community. And as Dyson Stringer Clower sang in that last song, underrated, overlooked, a woman's work is never done or it's erased from history books. But Milk Records has done great strides making sure that is no longer the case. And if you could not tell by the ska in the background, then it must be time for the legally mandated PSA. And we're going to go back to the numbers to think about Bitcoin energy costs. A single Bitcoin transaction consumes 2,131 kilowatt hours of energy, which is enough to power the average U.S. household for 73 days. Comparing its climate effects with other forms of electronic payment, a single Bitcoin transaction creates... What does it create? It creates the carbon of 2,634,835 Visa transactions. And a single Bitcoin transaction also generates 358 grams of electronic waste, which is equivalent to the weight of more than 2 iPhone 12s. Numbers to think about from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. If you're going to get on a Ponzi scheme, please pick a carbon neutral one. Let's talk a little bit more about those shows that are going to be coming up that you need to know about. This is the Scene Report, after all. Next week, Nysa Fest comes to Somerville, Massachusetts, and it'll be shows in both the Crystal Ballroom and at the Rockwell Theater. And I believe the Friday tickets are still sold out, but there are still tickets for Thursday, Saturday, Sunday. And if I'm wrong, you can sue me. And you could see local acts such as Today Junior and Thrust Club. On the 23rd, Pink Slip and Threat Level Burgundy will be at the Jungle down in Union Square. And on the 2nd of September, it'll be Hope Fest in Salem, Massachusetts, all and the benefits of which go to benefit NAGLE, the North Shore Alliance for Gay, Lesbian, and Youth. And you can see bands such as Time and Place, Daffy Blue Underworld, Pink Slip, Tiffy, and you can see them at venues such as the Old Town Hall, the Chagall Performing Arts Collaborative, Gula Gula Cafe, and the Bit Bar. And I'm going to keep it right on rolling with some numbers from a movie I like. A friend of mine doesn't. We're not going to fight about that. It's songs from the movie. That's that Wes Anderson movie that I love.
See the dwarfs and see the giants.
Life Aquatic.
Which one would you choose to be? And if you can't get that together, here's the answer, here's the key. You can freeze like a 30-century man, like a 30-century man. I'll save my breath and take it with me till 100 years or so. Shame you won't be there to see me shaking hands with Charles de Gaulle. Play it cool and saran wrap all you can. Be a 30-century man. You can freeze like a 30-century man, like a 30-century man. my weekend's at an all-time low. Cause she's hoping to score, so I can't see her letting him go. Walk out of her heart, walk out of her mind. Oh, not her. She's so swishy in her satin and tan, in her frock coat and bibbidi-bobbidi hat. Oh God, I could do better than that. Ambassador, a sweet-talking night, walking games. Oh, she's known in the darkest clubs for pushing ahead of the dames. If she says she can't do it, then she can't do it. She don't make false claims. But she's a queen, and such a queen that your laughter is sucked in the brains. Now she's leading them on, and you lay them right down.
That's David Bowie with Queen Bitch from Hunky Dory. And we had before that Sigur Rós was Staðarfastur and Scott Walker, 30 Century Man. And we really have to get hustling and go into that next final block of music here on this extended edition of Great Songs But Nothing Good. Great Songs But Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. Currently squatting in the first hour of Ambotanel Lakai while Yvonne is away. And so over the weekend, it was, in fact, Bastille Day, and every year around this time, we'll play Serge Gainsbourg's take on the national anthem to La Marseillaise. I'm also going to throw in a number by Lucie Dacus. It's a cover of Edith Piaf, and it's normally one that she'll play around a Valentine's Day, but, you know, if the language fits, why not? And speaking of Serge Gainsbourg, Jane Birkin passed away today. Longtime partner of Serge Gainsbourg. They, of course, did Je te mets mon emploi in 1969, a song so suggestive that my father remembers hearing it be banned by an archbishop on the radio. And I'm not going to play that right now because it was a very notable song, but to just play that and be done with it would be to really reduce her career and output to just a single song, which you really can't do. In the next few weeks, we'll put together a more comprehensive group of songs that reflects Jane Birkin's output. But for now, we're going to get things started with Serge Gainsbourg's cover of the La Marseillaise.
Sanglant des deuils. grâce de leur vertu.
Au sort, etc. Au sort, etc. Au sort, etc. Au sort, etc. Au sort. Au sort. Au sort. Au sort. Au sort.
To dream the impossible dream, to fight the unbeatable foe, to bear with unbearable sorrow, to run where the brave dare not go, to right the unrightable wrong, to be better for than you are, to try when your arms are too weary to reach the unreachable star. This is my quest, to follow that star. No matter how hopeless, no matter how far, to be willing to give when there's no more to give, to be willing to die so that all injustice may live. And I know, if I'll only be true to this glorious quest, then my heart will be peaceful and calm when I lay to my rest. And the world will be better by far. One man scorned and covered with scars, still strove with his last ounce of courage to dream the impossible dream, to fight the unbeatable foes, to give when there's no more to give, to bear the unbearable sorrow, to dream.
Extraordinaire. shame, shame.
My spirit gets so downhearted.